conservative political activist Bonds for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here. Tonight's podcast, we are with Bob and Sherry Finch. They have recently been served by the Hillsborough North Superior Court on contempt charges for a summary judgment ordered onto them that their septic system is in failure. To date, they still have not received any evidence of the signs of failure that DES and the town are claiming to have. So here we are tonight, Bob and Sherry Finch. How are you doing?
Well, there's been better days, yes.
Hello.
Yeah, I it's pretty ridiculous that you have to go to court to defend yourselves against being held in contempt for, in my view, totally bogus charges. They haven't been able to prove anything to you. They claim to have all this evidence of a pipe running under the roadway from your system to a culvert across the street. They did one sort of lame dye test, in my view. You talked to septic professionals who told you that they don't use dye tests because they're completely unreliable. They've refused to do, enough testing in the area to know that the problems are coming from your septic system. And I know that you've talked quite a bit about the known contamination issues in certain sites that are close by you. Bob, would you mind doing a little recap on those three sites?
Oh, absolutely. What we have here is a situation, well, actually backing up just slightly, what we'd like to see is we'd like to see some hard evidence, okay, rather than simply some professional or quote-unquote professional's opinion as to what constitutes evidence.
Right.
The fact of the matter is that our local town has, right more or less in the center of it, has a rather large swamp in it that is known due to hard testing and hard evidence is known to produce arsenic and copper contamination, as well as high levels of E. coli. That feeds downhill via various and sundry surface streams into the recreational area, Goss Park, in the town of Wilton, that has also experienced high levels of E. coli contamination. That, in turn, feeds downhill into Stony Brook, which ultimately ends up in Wilton, which just recently, as a matter of fact, this week, has shown that they have storage containers encased in some sort of a concrete vault down there, again, with hard evidence via the DES EPA, and it is containing sodium cyanide waste.
Wow.
So you have in a daisy chain all the way down this hill, you have all this hard evidence of, you know, high levels of contamination, but yet for our particular problem, what we get is we get an opinion.
Right. And all these sites that you're talking about, they're all within, what, a 3 or 4 mile radius of your property?
That is correct. The furthest one away, the one with the sodium cyanide in it, is 4 miles away.
Yeah, this reminds me of, and it's still a problem, the Coakley landfill up in the Greenland Rye area. You know, there was a big effort to get that site cleaned up, and it was almost as if both the EPA and the Department of Environmental Services were not quite acknowledging the contamination issues that were coming from that site and from pretty much, you know, things they should have done in the past that never happened, and now they may want to try to put the blame on other people so that they can hide their negligence, their gross negligence. It sounds quite familiar. Environmental Services, you know, I was quite involved in that effort. And I got a lot of flack for being involved because I was conservative. You know, I'm not supposed to want clean water, I guess. But I got to tell you, some of the local Seacoast Democrat state reps worked very hard to get more information on that site. It just, the state was completely non-transparent. And that seems to me be what, you know, how they are being with you and how the town of Limeborough is just not being transparent. They're saying your system is in failure, but can provide no hard evidence to hold that true.
Yes, that does seem to be true. And the pattern continues. I mean, as I said, just recently this week, the reports that came out that I've seen anyway, concerning the sodium cyanide, well, the cyanide, I believe that it's sodium cyanide, down there in the town of Wilton. Now, that 30 plus years or so ago, that was a known storage facility. Facility's not the right word. It was a known storage dump. Yeah. And that had been placed there back in the 40s and the 50s at some time. I never actually got when, but that was living memory at that time for people that were alive.
Right.
Okay. And in the past 30 plus years, it evolved into an urban myth. And now they had to spend all kinds of money to verify that. Okay. But yet, all the reports I've seen from the recent activity on it this week, oh, it's fine. Oh, it's not a threat. Oh, it's not contaminating anything. Oh, it's this, that, and the other thing. But yet, I'm not seeing any hard evidence as to what they're talking about.
Right. It's these people just talk.
On them, it becomes very vague in the language.
Right. And that's, I've read a lot of these, you know, report findings when I was heavily involved with the Coakley landfill and the PFAS contamination here on the seacoast. And they're all very vague, very, very vague. And I actually sat on a state committee to try to solve some of these problems, and they didn't want to solve anything. They didn't want to solve anything. It was a complete waste of time for 2 years. They did absolutely nothing.
Well, and I suspect that's what's going to happen here. You know, I mean, the some local group down there in the town of Wilton has spent a considerable amount of money that came from I don't know where, but I suspect a lot of it came from grants. Okay, to build a river walk along this Stony Brook, only to discover this week that they actually have a toxic waste dump right in the middle of it.
Wow. And what about that swamp? Isn't there
the swamp in the center of Limeborough has long been known to have been contaminated by, you know, or to be producing arsenic and high levels of copper because of the result of the glass factory that operated here back in the 1800s.
Right. So, I mean, you would think that, I mean, the Department of Environmental Services and especially the town of Limeborough must know about these issues. And then you have the Goss Park contamination issue as well. Why wouldn't they not be testing like a bunch of areas in town to ensure that they're actually, you know, getting the source of the contamination? I know that's what they did here. They actually had Aquarian actually urge the Department of Environmental Services to do more test work to find who was, you know, they found out the big car wash on Route 1 was one of the big contamination sources of the PFAS. They wouldn't have found that out if they didn't expand their testing. And when that you asked them to expand it in test areas that you know have been contaminated in the past, they refused to do it, which is very strange to me.
Well, you are correct. That was one of the discussion points at the time. You know, when we talked to out-of-state professionals about this sort of thing, they said, you know, this contamination, the coli contamination in Goss Park, tracing it uphill, I mean, there should have been little white vans running around all over the place taking water samples everywhere on every feeder stream uphill from, you know, not only this swamp, but all the other streams that run through here until they manage to find an end point on the whole thing.
But they claim the problem is coming from your system going through some pipe underneath the road, but they've yet to prove it, to even show you a picture of, and go directly from your system into the culvert across the street. And there is, according to DES, it doesn't appear to be any contamination coming from any area around you besides that pipe leading from your system to the culvert across the street.
Well, if you squint just right, that's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, when I read, when I look at everything, that to me is what they're, I mean, they did some dye test that you, I mean, you described the dye test procedures. Sounded like the guy had never done one before. And then, you know, you talk to septic system professionals and they all tell you that they don't use dye tests because they're unreliable. So, I mean, what are they basing all of this on?
Well, from our perspective, basically what they've told us is that once they get us into compliance, they'll go on with the rest of it.
Once you spend, $300,000 or whatever it's going
to
be?
Which is outrageous to me because testing was done further up the stream from us and found equally high levels of E. coli contamination from where we were supposedly dumping. So, okay, you know, uphill. I mean, I may not have a degree, but I do know that water flows downhill.
Yeah, most things flow downhill.
Not here. Shit rolls uphill here.
Especially what they accuse of you having, polluting the system, you know, the groundwater with, that usually flows downhill. But, you know, I guess you guys are performing some sort of miracle.
Yes.
But, you know.
This is testing that was done after the fact, after this entire process for us started. But yet, it seems to get no attention.
Yeah, that's very odd in itself as well. Why they conveniently seem to left that out in the summary judgment report, which, you know, as a recap, was issued to the Hillsborough North Court, and the judge ruled in favor of the state to hold summary judgment against the two of you for the DES demands of a failed system. You do not comply, you don't have the money to comply, you don't have any real evidence showing you a reason to comply, and now you are being held in contempt, and the court date for that is coming up April 18th. And, you know, as you two are both retired, and Bob, I know you served our country. I mean, how does this make you all feel?
Well, I find the whole thing rather outrageous that, you know, it's actually come to this at this particular point. You know, getting involved with the military at the young age that I did, I didn't have to do that. I could have, you know, thrown the dice, and it would have been unlikely that I'd have been selected given the times. You know, it's one of these things where it certainly makes me question at this point in time right now, whether or not this would have actually been my chosen course in life, only to find out that, you know, X number of years later, I was going to be held to a standard that, you know, basically what it boils down to is that this is not what I expected from, you know, a country that I and a state that I serve.
Right. And you signed up. It was during the Vietnam War, right?
Correct.
So you signed up to potentially go
as a volunteer.
to potentially go and, you know, get, you could potentially have been killed defending this country and its government. And now this country and the, well, maybe not this country, but this government appears to be, can't think of a word, targeting you, the two of you, for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, they're trying to cover up their huge, their negligence from the past, which I've seen them do before here locally, or they're just, they want the land. I don't know. I know there's a lot of bad stuff happening with real estate tyranny right now in the state as far as the government controlling everything, state government controlling everything, local sovereignty being completely annihilated. So I don't, it, there's a lot of different factors here. And the bottom line is they have not provided any real evidence that your system is in failure.
None. No, none that I would consider hard evidence.
And the fact that two retired, you know, good standing taxpayers of the state, one is a retired Vietnam veteran, the other one is a retired firefighter EMT, and they do community, they have their own community efforts as well. You know, you've done your own, helping your own community. I can't think of the words right now, but community service.
We did what needed to be done at the time.
Right. And now you're being, it's almost like you're being punished for it.
Yeah. Well, some days it feels that way, yes.
And it's very unfortunate.
The thing of it is that it might be a little bit easier to take if, in fact, there had been a bona fide actual investigation of this entire problem. Because as you stated earlier, this is not a standalone problem. This particular problem with the E. coli contamination downhill from us has been longstanding. And we know that on our particular situation, our particular patch of ground, if you will, that you have contamination coming from uphill as well. And it's just, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Right, well, after they fine you, excessive fines, which is a complete violation of both the U.S. and the state constitutions.
Well, you know, excessive fines or you know, in an attempt to comply with the whole thing, drive us into bankruptcy, take your pick.
Right, and I think they, if you look a little close at Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, in order to seize your property, even if it has to do with regulatory issues, if you read Article 5 and the details of it, they have to offer you monetary compensation.
Correct.
So, and, you know, it's referenced, market value is referenced under the Cornell School of Law. So, you know, I quickly looked up your assessed value of your house according to the Town of Lineborough assessment page. And you're at about $300,000, and now we know that the market value is going to be much higher than that right now. So, you know, they better think twice, because no matter what law they write here in this state, even if the constitutional amendment, they do not have the right to deny you of the protected rights you have under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. So
that is true, at least as far as my understanding of the whole thing is concerned.
And Cornell School of Law as well, because that's where I found the opinion on it.
Well, you know, that not to go too far into debating legal terms here, but I'm unclear as to whether or not the parameters that are set forth in that opinion are actually satisfied in this case. Things have changed, and I understand that things have changed, but historically they had to show some benefit to the general overall public.
Right.
For instance, if they were going to take a piece of your property to straighten a road, get rid of a dangerous turn, or, shore up an embankment that was in danger of collapse or something like that, okay, there's your benefit. But in this particular case, given the overall contamination of the entire area, I'm having a real hard time with that.
Right. And I think
here we are debating whether or not the E. coli counts down there in the recreational area at Goss Park are a hazard, and the town of Wilton is sitting on a ticking time bomb in the form of sodium cyanide. Okay.
Right. Sounds like a bunch of you know what to me. But, with all that said, and it's quite a bit, we're going to wrap this up. And good luck to the best of to the both of you. I know the next couple of weeks are going to be stressful, but we just have to make your case known.
How does it go? You got to keep on keeping on.
Right, exactly. All right, have a good night, y'all.